Mr. Kulisi, one of the things that a lot of us laymen will dream of, especially when we're sitting in front of the television, we'll never get that exhilarating feeling of putting on the green and gold shirt, you know, besides as fans and besides as supporters of the game. When you run out onto the field with the rest of the Springbok team and we rally behind you and you're facing this massive crowd at stadiums across the world and now for the World Cup, what do you feel? What goes through your mind at that moment when you're singing the national anthem ready to take on the All Blacks, when you're standing in front of the All Blacks and they, you know, vociferously doing the haka? What goes through your mind at that moment? Maybe just to share with us so that we can feel the same sort of exhilaration that you feel.
So I cannot explain that feeling. You can only understand that feeling when you put on the jersey, and it's impossible to explain, but all I know is that I know, like you sitting at home, I feel you out there. We feel the support, we feel the encouragement, and we feel the hope that people have when you put on that jersey. And that's the biggest thing about putting on that Springbok jersey. You know what it's done in the past, how it's brought people together, and we play with that each and every single time. And our coach tells us what a privilege it is, because what we do on the Saturday, whenever we play, like, it can change so many people's moods and make people smile, happy or sad at times. So it's really, it's a huge responsibility and a huge privilege to put on that jersey. And like, knowing that when we see the messages and we see what people feel when we win and when we do well or when we play, like, it makes a lot of people walk tall to be proud of it, to be proud to be South African, you know, when we play and win well, and give some people something to smile about, you know, with everything that happens in our country, the tough moments, like I said, with load shedding, you know, people losing jobs in between. And sometimes they have a moment to smile. It doesn't fix their problems, but for that moment, they stand proudly to be South Africa, because when we win, the whole country wins.
Coming on to your partnership with Lenovo, Mr. Kulisi, you recently formed a partnership with tech giant Lenovo. What does this mean to you? I mean, you know, we're living in an age of technological marvels, innovation at every corner. Lenovo has been one of those brands that have taken innovation just to the next step. What does this mean to you, forming a partnership with such an iconic brand?
No, it's powerful, and it's encouraging. Like, for me, where I come from, a background where I never had technology. You know, I mean, we only had a TV for a couple of years, you know, so at home. So I was never really exposed, and the kids in the township still don't have that. And Lenovo, you know, is all for making sure that, you know, they want to level the playing ground like I do with Ma. We have to share the same core values in making sure that everybody has access to technology, you know, and technology makes life so much simpler, you know, and you live much smarter with technology. And those are the things that think that the communities, like where I come from, struggle with, because when I went to the suburbs, I couldn't even, didn't know how to use a laptop or use a computer and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully with Lenovo, we'll be able to reach the communities and teach the kids, you know, because it makes life so much easier, let alone like learning during your school. Like, people kind of don't even know how to make CVs, how to get job opportunities. And that's what we want to do, break those barriers to make sure that people are able and they have access to technology, because everybody, you know, should be able to have access to that, because that's what the world is heading to. And we need technology, especially in what I do, traveling all the time, staying connected to my family, making sure I'm talking to my kids, you know, and especially after COVID, you know, things were tough. People had to work from home. And you know, there's a lot of people who lost their jobs because some don't have technology and some don't even know how to use it. They don't have access to it. They don't even have access to internet. And that's what we're hoping to do with this partnership, to start working through that and bringing resources, encouraging other brands to also help in bringing resources to the community.